We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Tesvav Amud Aleph. Rav Huna Zav and Ahu Paro Lo Vechavim. Rav Huna sold a paro to a guy. Omle Rav Chista, my time Avod Marachi. How can you do such a thing? You're a Chashavid. How do you be over on what it says in our Mishnah? Dinal Sal Behem Agasa to a guy. Omle Eimer L'Shchita Zavna. No, by me, if I sell it, people I'll be Tyler. They're not buying it to work with it. He's buying it for shchita to eat it. Our Mishnah says that it's asher. Look at Rabban Rashi. Emes shchita zavlo. Tilin lekula. I'm Tyler lekula. He's buying it to eat it. If he buys it to eat it, there's not a chash. So our Mishnah. Umastisim behima tameya filo b'stama. Inami b'tahira mufarish lei oivichavim lekum mekayme. So he says our Mishnah where behima tameya. Or a Tahira, and he says he's taking it to keep it around. Now let me ask something. What does it help Behemet Tameya? You can't say Shechita Zavna? Why? Since when is a guy makbet on Trefus? He's makbet on Behemet Tameya? Like, he doesn't eat Behemet Tameya? So Vaista is not. Vaista is roiv meat. I guess you go into the goyish bistro. I'm not sure how it works by there, but I guess most of the food there is cows. They don't have zebras, I guess. They don't taste too good. But there's no behemet tamei there, so that's what he's saying. Behemet tamei is ba'abat, it's not halachadik, but the behemet tamei is not what they eat. That's what it says in Rashi. Okay. Omalei, emes ha'ez 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 that we say such a thing. Who said that we tell a lekula? So the Gemara says, "Who said we tell a lekula?" In this case, it's not related to the Mishnah. But Shem Merim Limka Adam Para Achereshas B'Shvius. You should not sell your para. This is to another yid. There's a yid who unfortunately does not keep Shvius. So Shem says you cannot sell him a para on Shemitah year. You know why? He's going to use it for plowing. You know, and it's lifting evil, it's the mukshal. You cannot sell him a paro. Ubeisilam atir, Mesil says it's mutter to sell a paro to a ish choshud, a Yisrael choshud. Why? Because Yachal Shechta, I can retire, he's buying it for meat. He's buying it for yantiv. He's not buying it to plow. So what do you see? You see from here, you're Talina Lakula. So Zok de Gemara, same thing here also. When I sell to a guy also, I can be Talina Lakula, he's in a Shechtet. Right, the Gemara, I'm a rabbi. It's not a dime at all. Me dummy, how some eod of mitzvah shis behemtoy b'shvius. There's no chiyav shis behemtoy. So the whole problem is lifnei iver. On lifnei iver, we could be make a lekula. Since lifnei iver, the issue is lifnei iver. He might come plow with it. So we say, he's gonna shecht it. But hacha eod of mitzvah shis behemtoy b'shabbos. Here it's more chomer. Here you have a chash of shailos chiris nesayni. Here you have an issue to sell it to a guy. That's no. You don't find any talin on there lekula. The only time you find talin lekula is only by lifnei iver. Who said when it's actual iser on you, your iser, your chiv? Who said you're glad to be talin lekula? It's not a din. Amalei abaya akasha. You also as hakasha. Now the other way. Amalei abaya b'cholhecha the adam mitzuva aser. Anytime someone is mitzvah, has own mitzvah, it's aser to sell something. Very sada, the adam mitzvah shis is sadeh b'shvius. The halach is that says in the pasuk shnah shabbos nila aretz. There's a chiyuv that your field should lay fallow in the year of shmita. Vitnan beishama emelim ka adam sada near b'shvius. You're not allowed to sell a plowed field on shvius to a ish chashud because he might use it. Beisila matir pesh yochla aviroi. And beisila says it's mutter because he might leave it empty. So the chayuv over here you see that a case where you're the chiyuv here shvisa sadeu, and still you're allowed to sell it even though it's a shvisa sadeu. So the Mar's kash is that lechayra, if you find all the way now that here there's a iser on yourself and you're not allowed to do it, and, right? Wow,
and you're allowed to do it.
I'm saying even though it's yeah. This Mar's a pelde gemara because. What's the shaila over here? Here's no question of schiris shaila and siyani here. If you have that's how I'm having a hard time saying gemara over. So pel the gemara. How do we explain the gemara's chilik before? We said lifnei iver, you can be tell the kulam. I'm giving something, selling someone a cow. He might use it, And we'll say, no, maybe I'll shecht it. So I'm always doing it. But something like, ah, this is myself, let's say, she's behemtoy, so if I give it, sell it to a guy, I might lend it to a guy, it's on me. So we said, son of those, it's on me. So how am I allowed to sell it? There's no shash of shayla, schiris, and shayni on a sada. Like, what shaykh is? This is Toysis Kasha. Toysis Kasha, me. If you look at the second narrow line, he brings up the whole Lashon Rashi. The Kasha, came, my kapar for a sada, but a shaykh, but a shayla, and a shayni. Teda, the lawyer Serena Mechir Sada Vichav in my time, no, it's to sell a field to a goy, because he might have Shilas Chirus in a Serena, Keicha the Asi Behem Gaza, so Kachna the Farish, the Hosom, Enel Mitzuva, Shvises Behem Toy Vishvies, Pirish, Fishaina is a Tolly Begufa Behem, the Begufa Karka, but Phil Hisha Paras of Vichav, Lagos Vies, Enel Mitzuva Shvies Behem, he has different territories. He says, there's not much, it's a whole different territory than Rashi, it means that there's a difference between Shvies and the Isser of Behema, because Behema, it's with the guf, let's say in the word of Lifnei Iver, it's the Lifnei Iver is in the guf of my item, the Isser by, let's say, Shvius Behemtai. Masha'in came by Shvius, it's not my Behema, it's just a way to do work. So Gemara's Kashi is, what do you mean, a field is not just a way to do work, and there you see no Lifnei Iver, that's the Gemara's Kashi Vitaisa. So Divim Shat, but in any case, Gemara's Kashi is, you see that even Mitzvah Shvius Sadeu, it's Mutter, that's what he asks on him. Mask of Lord of Ashi, b'chol heicha de ein odo mitzuvah shari. And if you're not mitzuvah as a mutter, it's not so true either. V'rei kalim, they don't mitzuvah shvises kalim shvias. No chi of shvises kalim. Tnan elu and kalim shein odo mitzuvah lemoicham shvias. These are the kalim they now let us sell to a person on shvias. Hamachreisha, you now let us sell a plow v'chol kaleha ha oil v'amizor v'adaka a different type of shovels. You now let us sell. So it can't be the klal either. So basically, the Gemara is saying like this. The Seda Gemara is, the Gemara brings a raya that you're not worried about Lifnei Iver if you can retoila Lakula. Rabba came and said that it's totally, everything is totally Lifnei Iver and Shvises Behemtoi or Shvises Sadeo. So the Gemara had a kasha both ways on this. So the Gemara says, Rabba Ashi says, this is the klal. He argues, he says, this is the way, the rule. And Rabba Ashi like this. Kolhecha deikala mitla talinan. Avada. I'm proving my point. If you can be toilet cooler, you can be toilet cooler. But I forgot the mitzvah, even if it's a mitzvah on you. If you can toilet cooler, good. But chol heicha de lekel amitli, loy talin and apagav de mitzvah. And if you can't be toilet, it's not mitzvah. He says like this, pashut. By the machresha and kelea and oil, why are you buying that? Why are you buying those stuff? The only thing you're buying it for is to work with it. Bishlama field, it could be buying for next year. Because maybe you found a great property, you're not waiting for next year. I'm not going to use it this year, but I want this property, I'll buy it. Mashaikin a machresha, plow, the next year have the same deal as this year. They're not running away. They'll always have plows, they'll always have shovels. It's like someone buying this year a shovel in Home Depot for next year. It doesn't make any sense. Next year they'll have shovels also. You don't buy a shovel a year in advance. So that's the reason why, that's the chilek. And so coming like this, avada, you can be tired of the kula. And all these kashas are answered with one simple way. That if you can tell the kula, it's mutataka, and if you can't be tell the kula, then it's taka also. And that's why by kalim you can't sell because there you can't be tell the kula. It's such a good teretz. The Tzivim Asav Harei wants to know what was the havamina. What was the havamina? Harei kalim says tayim with karla makarla. I know that kalim you're only buying for that. Tzivim says you would have me. Maybe I'm buying for next year. You know this should sound like that. Some people are very yakish. They buy things for next year. Maybe it should sound like that. Okay. So the maravait. Rabba sold a chamar to a Yisrael who is choshed to resell it to a guy. Now, the halacha is, you can't sell things to a guy, right? So this guy was choshed to sell him against the guy, and you sold it to him, so it's maybe a problem with neighbor. I'm like, Abai, my time over with Mahachi. How you like to do that? How you like to sell it to this Yid who's going to sell it to a guy? I'm like, I know Yisrael's been, I'm selling it to Yisrael. What's the problem? I'm not selling it to a guy, I'm selling it to Yisrael. Amalei, he's going to sell it to a guy. So he said back, he has the option. He might sell it to Yisrael. So basically, the Tlina Kula, he might sell it to Yisrael. Now, Tosfos is bothered by Lemaisa, we're going to come out that you can't sell it to a guy who's chashed. You can't sell it. But what's the problem? Why can't I sell it to Yisrael? You might sell it to a guy. Which is that? It's Lifnei Iver? It's Lifnei de Lifnei. Because the Yisrael can't sell it to a guy because of Lifnei Iver, and you can't sell it to him. That's his kasha. It says Maskana Maskin the Tosfos the Maskin Loi V'Chavim. It says Maskana Maskin the Oslo Mizmin Yisrael Chosh. Maskana Maskin the Lifnei Leil. Besides here, he said in Taisus Mechadish that it's a lifnei, the lifnei on a Yisrael. Why? Because Yisrael is an Issa lifnei Iver. So it's a lifnei de lifnei. That's the reason. It's a lifnei de lifnei. That's the Issa. Now, Taisus Sagatar is in Mokish Makataritz. Va'oid, the chad lifnehu, so yachti yashav a shayla v'schiris v'syoni. It'll be his own isser, really. The chshash, if there's shayla v'schiris, it'll be his own isser. We're handling the isser sel targoy, maybe al tzrevia, that's lifnehiver, but there might be his own isser of shayla v'schiris, so it's really maybe a regular lifnehiver. In any case, Tosis, the first teretz is the shayla teretz that the Mechassidus brings down already. There's no heter of lifneh to lifneh on the Yisrael, if you touch the first teretz. No heter lifneh to lifneh. Like a problem we're saying over here, the Gemara's question, could I sell it to Yisroel, might sell it to a guy? So the Gemara's saying right now, I could. Could I come tell the kula? Eisve, I'm answering a cash like this. Mokoim shenogu limkar behemedaka lekusim moichrim. Shaloi limkar ein moichrim. Now, kusim are this nation that they did, they came to become gerim. And it's a big shayla of the gerim emes, or not gerim emes. The bottom line is that they weren't mamish like goyim. They kept certain mitzvahs, but they're not the best Jews either, even if they are Jews. The shayla, some hold Geri Arayis, they're not even Jews. Either way, they're in between. So, the shayla is, oh, the chashash revi on them, they definitely kept Shabbos. So let's see. Eisvei, Markus Nogu Limka Behemad Daka Lekusim, we know that by Behemad Daka, it depends on Menhagim by a guy. If they're chashad or revi, you can't sell them a Behemad Daka. If not, you are allowed to sell them a Behemad Daka. Behemad Daka, they don't use for Malacha. That's why it's not the sugya of shayla, schiris, and asiyani, it's only shayla of revi. So, if the minig in that place is to sell behem daka to kusim, you're allowed to sell. Shloi limkar, not to sell a moichrim. My time. What's the reason? What's the reason you can't sell behem daka to a kusi? Ilem shun chashid ravia. If you're worried that maybe it's tzadeh chashid ravia, umi chashidi, are they chashid? Vatayim l'tan abraisa. By goyim, you're not allowed to put a behema in their hotels. Zechar makes a zecharim, and the kevis eats the kevis. Even a behema zechzachar eats a zachar of a goy, because there's, even the goy will be meraveya zachar behema, and even the kevis eats the kevis. Rashi explains the chashash is maybe one of the men will end up there. Behein zarch loymar the kevis is zecharim. You can't put behemas the kevis by zecharim and zecharim eats the kevis. That's possible you can't. You can't give a behemoth to their roya. You know, like to a roya. Same problem. Problem of revia. Ve'im meyach demam. You can't meyach with them. Why not? Because the shas shvichas dam. Ve'im moyslam and tinuk lam they say for lam dominus. You can't give them a tinuk to teach them a trade or to teach them any knowledge. And the reason is tupshatim rashi either because minos or because mishkas zachar. This is all by a god. But when it comes to a kusi of ma'amid behemah, when the kohen shel kusim, you're allowed to bring a behemah to a hotel of kusim, scharim to the kevis, but the kevis is scharim. Even scharim by the kevis and the kevis is scharim. But in tzach loyma, it's pasul scharim is scharim. You're allowed to kevis to kevis. Umoyis behemah l'roya shlam. You're allowed to give behemahs to their roya. Umiyachte imam. You can miyachte. Those shachas shuzer dam. Umoyis lam tinuk lam de seif lam de umas. You can put a child here to learn. Not worry about mishkuzach or aminus. So what do you see? Amalei chashidi. You see, there's no chash by a kusi for revia. So what's pshat in the brisa that says that there's a place, some minig, some place not to sell them behemadaka? That's question number one. There's no chash revia by them. Like we say clearly in the Zarich, there's no chash revia. Va'oi tani, little brisa learned. Ein moichru lahem. You're not allowed to sell a goy. Ein moichru lahem. We'll see. Maybe. Or a kusi also is going to be going on. That you now sell a goy or a kusi, like loy zayin, you can't sell them ammunition, like clay zayin, and not any guns. You can't sell them any type of arms. You can't sharpen their arms from them. That's like a foot chain, like kailerin, like havolim, these are different type of ropes and chains that they chained up people to take them into prison. You now sell these to Echav Rechavim Vechav Akusi because they use it against the Yisrael. You now sell it to them. My time of buy Akusi, can you do it? Inayim with the Chashidah Shvichas Damim. If they say the Chashidah Shvichas Damim, mi Chashidi? Are they Chashidah Shvichas Damim? Ha'amr to Miyach Damim. He said you could be Miyach with them, no Chashidah Shvichas Damim. El Mishom, what's the reason? The Asilu Zvuna Lo Echavim. Maybe they'll sell it to a guy. and we're selling, and we're saying that's the same thing made both pshatim. Both brises that aser to sell to a kusi, the first one was behemadaka. Can't be atzervia. Teretzes are worried. They're going to sell it to a god. And the same thing next case, kli zayin. You can't sell them. So you see, there's a chshash to sell it to someone who will sell it to a god. So it's a raya to ashayla. Are you going to tell me a kusi is worse than Israel? We're coming up here. What's the raya from these brises? You're not allowed to sell a kusi of behemadaka, and you're not allowed to sell a kusi arms. Why not? They're not chosher v'chizdom, they're not chosher v'via. Tarot says, you know why not? Because they're going to sell it to a guy. That's their friends, the guy. So it's a right to Ashayla. We start off with Ashayla. Not Ashayla, a story. Where Amara sold a chamor to Yisrael Choshed, who sells to a guy. She says, well, it's not my problem. He may not sell it to Yisrael. But you see, over here, we are worried about it. We go to Kusi, we are worried about it. I can tell you maybe a Kusi in Yisrael is different. We're talking about a right to that Ashayla. We'll make that right. Yisrael Avachuva. Maybe Dafka Kusi, he doesn't listen to you. He'll sell it to a guy for sure. Yisrael, maybe he'll sell it to another Yisrael. Kederach Shomer Oslim Kerem Chavim, Shigna Al Salta Goy, Kach Oslim Kerem Yisrael, and I'll sell it to Yisrael, the Chashulim Kerem Chavim. So I have a first Amara like this now. First off, two rayas from Bryce's, and maybe you want to get out of it, but I have a Klara Memra that you're not allowed to sell to a Yisrael Choshu. So Rabba, the Amara was Rabba who sold the Chamra. Hitaka was Chayzer. Rod Basre Tlosa Parasi. He ran after him three Parasi to try to get back the Chamor. Some say it was one Parasa, but it was in sand. Very hard to run. Loya Darka. He ran very, very hard to try to get. He couldn't reach him, Maisa. Maisa couldn't reach him because Maisa was Chayzer. So it comes to this Gemara that you're not allowed to sell it to Yisrael Choshu Taka. Because he might sell it to a goy. Even though we learned before on the Bama Amar Aleph, they allowed to sell a behemagasa to a goy because you could say, Eimer l'shchita zavna, only by behemagasa may not. You have to have a chilek in two cases, because they were coming out that taki allowed to. So the Bama Taisa really talks about it. He says, you have to know what this terrorist is. He says, Afgad l'el talinon Eimer l'shchita zavna, hacha loy talinon d'yisho m'naz l'eshkachi, because that comes out. Selling a Taisa is like this, that if it's 50-50, then you can't rely on this heter. If you sell to a goy or yid, so then it's not enough of a heter. It has to be a more than 50. And you have to say by shechita zavna, I guess usually you buy a cow, it's a shechita zavna, so therefore that's why it's better there. I ain't the mefarshim about that. Huh? Right, so we said no lefnei lefnei by Yisrael, we said. That was one teretz. Another teretz is by Yisrael. But by Kusi, also be the same thing, I guess, that he has the sugar din like a yid, that I'm no lefnei lefnei also. There will be the same. Yeah? Huh?
Comes out from this whole Gemara. You can't go to a market to sell
any. Behemagasa, right. So Taisa talks about it. Taisa says, right, in his days.
It should be by.
No, same Tarot. His days already did already. Taisa says that. It says, Hanudaf could be a mayhem. So Taisa on Baram Tazvam Alv. So Yaharbi Yehudim Yachad, Moyola Od, Mahim Shayn Sarkla, Hoymerkel Chaveiro, Loy Mavsida. Avata Mayasa. So Yim Salimka, Yavstena. Vachin Nogua, Goinim Shabagoyla, Het of Adava. He says, that's the thing, you know, that's what it is. Huh?
I heard Mishnah
107.
They said,
this
man is
there, it's not
like
the only one. No, not this law. I mean, Zara law. It's not a very Zara. It has to do with the working on Shabbos. And nothing to do with a very Zara. Yeah. A very Zara, that's a different thing. We said a few truths in the first year we spoke about it, that Tysus did. Either it's Eva, or because our people are not a very Zara, which is also a Shaila. Had to learn. There's the Mechalikas sharing that also. Both those Pshat brought down in Shulchan Aruch about David Zara. But here we're talking about Behemoth Gasa, something else, a whole different thing. Om Rav Dini Ba'aba, Kederech Sha'osr Limka V'chav, Mishkin Allah sell to a guy, Kach Os Limka Listing Yisrael, you also not allowed to sell the arms to a Listing Yisrael. Mar says, hey Chidam, what's the case? Why can't you sell arms to a Listing Yisrael? Either Chosh the Kotel, if he's a murderer, Pshita, Hainav V'chav. So of course I can't sell. If the guy is a known murderer, of course you can't sell him arms. He can't sell a guy arms. We loy kotel, am I loy? If not, why can't you sell him arms? Loy lom, the loy kotel. Betzem, he's a robber. He's not going to kill. We're talking about a listim that grabs money away from people, and with the arms, we're able to grab even more money. People are scared of him. That's what Rashi learns. And that's why now I'll sell him arms, because he's going to get more money because he's armed. That's a warm shot. The Ran learns that no, there's a chash, he might kill. Since he's a robber and sometimes it won't be a botched robbery, and therefore we're worried about killing through a botched robbery. He says, "Apish any retzeich yadua kivun to list them osu laharig shloik adin kalezer yisvuz." They shouldn't grab him, and it's for subadin, and therefore there is a chash even over there.